Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School going into Columbia Green Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena. I am a student of MC Smith, and I'm going to fifth grade this year. Yay!
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to the library.
Okay. Nice.
Yay.
Yay.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things. Yeah.
And we're usually here with our friends AJ and Mashuda and sometimes Fahim. But today it's just the three of us, unless somebody joins us a little later. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about some books or bookish things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or just things.
Or just things.
Yeah.
What is a thing that you would like to talk about?
So we watched the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. So it's basically about this boy who was just born. He just like came into the world, and then when the caretaker is looking at him, she says, "Oh, he looks old," and she like comments on how he looks. And so he basically grows up living in a senior center, I think it's called. And so he basically ages backwards. Well, he actually doesn't age backwards, but like he looks like he ages backwards.
So his body sort of ages backwards.
Well, his body ages backwards.
But his mind ages forward, maybe, in some ways.
Yeah. And there are a lot of characters that he met. And there was this one character that was really funny. I can't remember what the character's name was, but like every single time he came on screen, he was like, "Did I tell you about the 7 times I got struck by lightning?" And one of them was he went to the mailbox, he opened the mailbox, and then he got struck by lightning. And
ouch.
So he was basically, the story was being narrated by this one girl. And visiting her grandma, mom, I don't know if it's basically about this girl narrating the story of Benjamin Button, and she's reading it to someone in the hospital, and the person who's in the hospital is named Daisy, and she's about to die, I'm going to guess, because she's in the hospital. They're like saying, "Oh, she's going to like die soon or something." And so it was a pretty interesting movie. And I feel bad for Daisy because she had an unfortunate event in her life. Mm-hmm. And also found out that the movie is going to be gone off of Netflix on July 1st. So guys better watch the movie. I recommend it 10 out of 10. It was awesome.
Well, the good news is if you don't have Netflix or if you miss it, the library can now request items to be brought in to borrow. So if Yay. And we're doing curbside pickup. So if you wanted to borrow that on DVD or if you wanted to borrow the short story that it's based on, which is by F. Scott Fitzgerald, you could request that book or movie and we could get it for you and schedule awesome. A pickup.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm so excited to get more books and movies and music from the library. I've missed it so much. I feel like everybody thought that because I worked here and I had a key to here that I was able to borrow all sorts of stuff, but that's not the case. I did check out a lot before we closed, but the delivery didn't start until today. So I've been quite limited.
So since you deliver, I just came up with the best idea. I could return our overdue books because they actually went overdue when quarantine started, I think. Yeah.
They're probably not overdue because we extended all the due dates.
Oh, okay.
Ta-da.
So, since even though they're probably not overdue, I'm probably going to try to trade in for the book Ghosts.
Cool.
Amazing.
Yay.
Okay. Yay.
Yeah, I read Ghosts during non-quarantine quarantine. I wasn't actually quarantined. But during this pandemic closure time, I read Ghosts.
Oh, what'd you think of it?
I thought it was great. I mean, I love Raina Telgemeier, so it did not disappoint. I think drama is still my favorite, but Ghosts was great. I think Ghosts was as good as all of her memoir ones.
Yeah, and also over this quarantine, so a game that I play has been updated and you can trade in that game. And so I was getting ready and I was like, oh, let's go into the intergalactic trading hub. And I was like, I'm excited. I'm going to get all of my stuff on. I'm going to even get my bow on. I'm going to learn how to make my skirt glow so I can be accepted by the aliens. And then I went under the light and I'm like, yes, I'm ready to get sucked up into their spaceship. And it said level 75, and I was only like level 19. I still am kind of sad now.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's why I try to level up at least 4 times a day.
I saw my nephew this past weekend and he was playing a game that is an old game that my sister and I used to play when we were kids on our computer. And we're old, so the game is much different than the games that you play today. But it's just so funny watching him play this game. And he figured out like all the shortcuts and stuff pretty quickly. But it's just interesting because it's such an old style. It's like super flat looking. You have to like type all of the commands. So you have to tell your character what to say or do. But also he's been relying on cheats that you can find online like every once in a while. I mean, he figures some stuff out for himself, but every once in a while he wants to know like, what do I do next? And we'll look up cheats for him. But my sister and I were like, how on earth did we figure this out back in the day? Because back in the day we won the game and it was like a storytelling type game, but I have no idea how we knew what to do or figured out what to do. Because we didn't have cheats back then, because there was no internet when we played this game. If you can believe that. Anyways, did you play any games this pandemic period, Amelia?
I've been playing Slime Rancher. It's a cute little game where you ranch slimes and you raise them and you hybridize them and you get money because you're ranching the slimes. And it's so much fun, and it's so cute, and I love it with all my heart.
What's a slime?
They're just little blobs, but they're like different kinds. My favorites are the tabbies, because they have cat ears. They're so cute, and I love it so much.
Yes, Slime Rancher, one of my favorites.
It's such a fun game.
Yeah. Did you find the fire slime yet?
Yeah, I have. I actually started the whole game over because I wanted to play it from the beginning because I had everything and I didn't want to have everything anymore. So I started over, but I did find the fire slimes and they're very hard to feed.
Yeah.
They're so difficult to feed, but I love them so much.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Do you have a book or a bookish thing that you wanted to talk about?
Yes.
Aside from Slime. What is it? Slime Ranchers?
Slime Rancher. I love the, yeah, the game is called Slime Rancher. It's so much fun. It's so much fun and it's so cute. So I have picked up a couple books, three books. I finished the first one literally a few minutes ago. They're books of short horror stories, and oh my gosh, I'm going to have to explain so much about. So I'm going to start talking about something, but I promise it ties back to this. There's a video game franchise called Five Nights at Freddy's. It is a horror game. The first game came out in 2014, but they are still making games. And somewhere along the line, they started making short books, like stories and stuff like that, that took place within the same world as the games. And then they just refused to stop making books. So it's at a point now where this video game franchise has more books in it than there are video games. So I thought that was funny, but that's basically the context behind all this. There are three out so far. Two more are coming out, and there's a rumor that two more after that are also coming out. But I have the first three that are out, and I finished the first one just a couple minutes ago. And it's very strange. Each book has three short horror stories in it, and it's like all of them start as if like R.L. Stein was writing them, but then R.L. Stein just passed the book to Stephen King. So there's this really weird like escalation of intensity in these stories, but they're still pretty good.
Are they connected in any way, or are they all separate?
They're all separate. They're all individual stories. Like, you could read these books without playing the games, and you'd probably still get a lot of entertainment out of them.
Can you tell us a little bit about one that you liked?
I liked the last one the most, probably because it was the most intense. It's called, hold on, can't remember the title of this one. Each one has a separate title. Here it is. I found it. The second story in the book is called To Be Beautiful, which is about a girl who, a very young, I think she's 14 in the story, who finds a little robotic doll in the trunk of a car in a scrapyard and saves it from the trunk of the car. And the doll ends up like coming to life and saying that it can make her wishes come true, and she wishes to be beautiful. So every night the doll has to put her to sleep, and every morning she wakes up with a new feature on her body looking more appealing than she thought it was. And it just goes on and on like that. And obviously, you know, something darker is going on, but you don't find out until the end. And it was pretty good.
Ooh, creepy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So who wrote the books that you read? What is the book based off of again?
A video game series.
Oh, so who wrote the books?
So there are three short story books currently out. There are two coming out, and then there are three story books in a series that came out before these. That's eight books. The first three that were like a series and told a coherent story were written by the same guy who made the games. These are co-written by the guy who made the games and another author.
Oh.
And what's the book called, the one that you just read?
The first one is called Into the Pit.
Is that one of the short story titles too?
Yes, it is. It's actually my least favorite of all the three in here, but you know, I guess it got to be the cover title.
It has a cool name.
It does have a cool name. The second one is called Fetch, and the third one is called 1:35 AM.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, they're pretty cool. I read the first one and I liked it. It was fun.
Have you played the games or games?
I've played the first three, and I didn't go beyond three because of a very funny reason. It's because I'm a coward. And the fourth one requires you, like, it's an actual like gameplay mechanic. You have to turn the volume up. There's a point where you have to like open a door and listen. And if you hear something, you're not supposed to do something. But if you don't hear something, you're supposed to do something else. And if you do the wrong thing, you'll get jump scared. And I was too scared to play it because all the other games I could play with the volume down, but I couldn't with that one. Hmm. So yeah, I've played the first three. I think there are like six out now, six games, and another one is on the way. It's wild.
That sounds fun. And those books sound right up your alley.
Yeah, they're very fun.
Well, I just finished a much different book. It's a novel for middle grade. It's called The Only Black Girls in Town. It's by Brandy Colbert. And it's her debut middle grade novel, but she's written books for teens before. And I've read one that I really liked called Little and Lion. But this one is for middle grade. The main character's name is Alberta, and she lives in a beach town, and she loves surfing, and she's the only black girl in town, hence the name, The Only Black Girls in Town. And her best friend is Laramie, and they're really tight. They've been best friends since fourth grade. They do everything together. And then at one point, the bed and breakfast across the street from where Alberta lives, a new family moves in, and the family is also black, and there's a 12-year-old daughter. And so them being neighbors and also being able to connect on the fact that they're the only two black girls in town, they become fast friends and start hanging out a lot. Meanwhile, Laramie, who is Alberta's best friend, starts hanging out with and seeming interested in being friends with a girl named Nicolette, who has always been mean to Alberta and just sort of unnecessarily aggressive towards her. And so Alberta has some feelings around that too, and isn't sure why her friend is choosing to hang out with somebody that is so mean to her. So they're sort of drifting apart slightly, although still connected, while she's making new friends with the girl across the street. And then, so in addition to all of that sort of stuff that's going on, Edie, the new girl, and Alberta, the main character, find some journals in the attic of the bed and breakfast, and they start reading them and becoming really interested in the story and the history of the person that wrote it, and trying to find out more about them and see if they can connect that person with their journals or connect the journals with at least a family member of that person. So there's that's going on. And then there's also some of the story is around Alberta's family. She has two dads, and she was born through a surrogate who was close with her father's. And she's still close with the woman that's her birth mother, her biological mother. And her name's Denise. And Denise comes back to town, and Denise and her husband or partner are having a baby as well. And so there's some focus on that as well, and like how Alberta feels about the fact that she's going to have a sort of sister soon, and what that means for her. So it's an interesting book. It has a lot going on, but not in a clunky way.
It's cool.
Very interesting. And the characters are all nice and realistic, and I like one of the things about Edie is that she's goth, and some of the kids in school decide that she's a poser because they've never seen a black person that's dressed as a goth before, and so they think that she's like trying to be somebody that she's not, when Alberta knows from getting to know her that that's truly, you know, how she likes to dress and who she is. But yeah, it was a very nice book. I listened to it on audio. I had a long car ride, so it kept me entertained during the car ride.
Nice.
And now I get to go on to a new book. Yay! That's one of the perks of finishing up a book. You get to read something else. So what does everyone else have next in line to read? Sounded like Lena might want to read Ghosts again next.
Yeah. I want to also read and steal from my brother, Maximum Ride.
Oh, yeah, the James Patterson series?
Yeah, my brother got it, so I'm probably going to steal it from his closet.
Ha ha ha. Unless he hears this radio show and is on to you and hides them away.
Last time I checked, he hasn't listened to the radio show.
Well, I know our friend Ingrid, who used to be a Bound by Books co-host, loved Maximum Ride back in the day, back when she was in high school. She like loved that series. I've never read it, but I probably should have. Just like I should probably read Wings of Fire at some point, because I like to try to read
I have such mixed favorites. Feelings about them now. I finally found a Wings of Fire book that I don't like, and I don't know how to deal with that. I'm like going through mourning. I don't like the newest book.
Luckily, it's just an extra. It's one of the legends, so I don't need to read it to understand what's happening in the story, but I just cannot get into it. I don't care about the humans in a world with dragons, and that's what this book is trying to get me to like, and I just can't. So I might just read a summary of it online. At least I own it. At least I own it. My collection isn't incomplete, because that would really bother me.
Yeah. So I know you have your two other horror short story collections to read.
Is there
anything else that you have on your to-read list?
I don't know. Hopefully when the other two of these come out, I'll be able to read those as well. I'm in a pretty like linear spot right now.
Yeah. Focusing in on the short horrors.
Yeah.
With the volume off.
With the volume off. Luckily, books don't have volume, so.
That would be horrible if they did.
It would be.
Oh my
horrific.
Goodness, like those greeting cards that like sing to you or whatever.
Oh no.
You turn a page and it screams at you. That's the jump scare.
I wouldn't be able to trust books ever again.
Yeah.
You'd have to be like, does this have a battery in it? We're just about out of time for today. So we're going to say farewell and wish everyone a happy week filled with lots of great books and bookish things and limited jump scares.
Yeah.
Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
Into the void of space, we shine a light, a flickering force, moving at eternal pace, on an infinite voyage. Explore the magic. We are never too old for new worlds to align. Life is not a race, but a moment to embrace the journey. Me, 'cause once I was a dead